We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Marty Griffin. So, if you're just tuning in, Rich Fitzgerald says that, look, the numbers are through the roof. COVID-19 cases. He says the hospitalizations are also jumping. He's deeply concerned. He says that he will keep bars shut down for at least a month, could be 2 months. And he says, look, I will meet with the restaurant owners who say, let us serve a drink or two. But he says, I might have to keep this in place for a month or two. This is where I get sideways with Fitz. We had a shouting match over it yesterday. I didn't want to repeat that today. It does not benefit anyone. But I'm a firm believer that the high-end restaurants where you spend, go out on your anniversary or birthday, you spend $70 for a steak, you want to have a glass of wine. I completely agree. And I think they should be allowed. And they spent a lot of money to socially distance, to sanitize, and I don't think they should all be punished along with these bars that are acting like idiots by allowing young people to pack in. And I pointed out a bar in the South Side where 16 kids, all in a group, tested positive after drinking late last week. Glenn Holly joining me, two of the best restaurants that I've ever been to, Off the Hook, which is an insanely cool, and it's a beautiful joint, by the way, up north, and Napa Prime, a chop house up north as well, also gorgeous. And Glenn, you have invested millions of dollars in these businesses. Does that frighten you now to even think of that number, sir, considering what's happening?
Yeah, I don't. My banker and I don't talk at this moment. But
stressful.
Look, I don't want to. I want to be very honest here.
Yeah.
I don't want to negotiate this over the radio.
I get it. Yeah.
But I also appreciate the opportunity to speak out to a larger audience that you have. You know.
Yes, sir.
So, but you know, my concern, or my very direct point, is I feel strongly that my county government, that's not naming names, I'm just using, my county government has failed to protect me.
Right.
So Allegheny County government has what appears to, or has chosen not to enforce the Pennsylvania governor's rule or law. So in essence, by not directly addressing the obvious bar and restaurant violators of Governor Wolf's rule or law, whatever we want to call it, Allegheny County has instead given me the exact same penalty as the violators.
And Glenn, so people know this, you have actually taken painstaking and expensive changes at your restaurant so folks could feel safe. Tell our listeners what you have done.
So we did the 6-foot rules that we've lost, or the 50%, the 6-foot rules. That means you're already taking what your business plan is to receive income, and you've in essence cut it in half.
Right.
So you do that, and I'm not whining about that.
No.
That's what the rule is. That's what we do. We've bought the masks. We've built these barriers out of PVC and shower curtains, and we put them at the bar just how all the rules are. We stage a manager at the entrance to our bar, and then they have to tell people you can't stand in the bar anymore. So we actually police, or I don't want to use that word, we manage our business correctly. I've had many guests yell at, not at me because I'm in the back cooking,
right,
but yell at Lisa, my wife, or yell at our manager going, this is ridiculous. You're not going to let us stand. We're going up north. They might have gone in, Marty, to that, unfortunately, that bar that was doing it wrong that your niece was at.
Right.
I mean, so we look at these people going, okay, but we don't have a seat for you. It's not like I technically lost money. They just got mad and stormed out. So I hear in Rich's voice his frustration,
yes,
and anger.
Yes.
You know what I mean? But you know, I've got employees looking at me yesterday with these eyes. They're upset.
Right.
They don't know what to do. So the challenge that I have is, yesterday I was a guy sitting here going, okay, I want us to all be, if we sell liquor, I want us to be all responsible.
Right.
I'm at the point today where it's kind of being stated clearly that, you know what, maybe us restaurant guys, and I hate going there, it's just not how I am, need to be separate from those bar guys.
I agree.
I can't imagine there's not some responsible bar owners, but if there aren't, then there aren't, and shut them down, and just shut them down. Now, Rich, you know, I think he gets a little sideways because, you know, I understand the emotion, but he gets a little sideways when he's accusing me, and again, I don't want to, not a blanket statement out there, but in essence, me, for not policing, quote unquote, my industry.
Right.
He wants me to go do the job that government is designated to do.
It's like citizens to make drug arrests in their neighborhood, quite frankly.
Correct.
Oh.
And, I mean, he wants me to drop a dime. Actually, he's not. Allegheny County won't be losing any money because I got lots of dimes I better drop. And that's not me.
Right.
I don't need to call out an irresponsible bar owner, but I get his point. If that's going to help me get open, they better get somebody on the phone because we're calling. You know what I mean?
And you're already losing. So folks know this. I'm not going out to dinner for a big shot meal with the big steak and the lobster if I can't have a glass of wine. And you're losing money as we speak.
Marty, I have one super nice party of two tonight only.
That's it.
At Napa Prime Chop House.
Wow.
One, what we would call a two-top, because we had to make a decision yesterday to start calling reservations. Because if people didn't understand this new rule, they were going to walk in tonight, want a glass of wine. Who are they mad at? They're not mad at Rich, you know, or Allegheny County. They're mad at me.
Wow.
This lady goes, you know what? It's my husband's birthday. I didn't really want to cook for him. We'll still come over. And I'm sitting here going, I've got one party of two.
One.
The phone, yes.
Wow.
And we started with, I think, 60 or something for tonight.
Wow.
It's the reservations are drastically going down. Napa Prime's got serious concerns because the glass of wine maybe fits better there. You know what I mean?
Yes, of course.
Off the hook, maybe the fish works, but there's people telling us, well, I guess we'll have a San Pellegrino. Okay, but here's the real deal of that. You know, Rich yesterday tried to bring up the smoking ban, and look, I've been around a long time. So I remember, I understand the smoking ban. I understand the
sure.
drink tax.
Right,
I mean, I've
right,
been
right.
involved with all of that stuff from right. one side or another.
Right.
But the challenge here is, for your typical restaurant, doing it basically correctly, in my humble opinion, that's 30% of our business gone.
Wow.
So you already had 50% because you had your tables missing, right? You take now of the remaining 50%, 30% of that immediately off that you can't sell. It's not like they're going to buy. I can't start charging them, you know, $100 for Cokes. Maybe. I don't know. I could try. But you know my point.
Glenn, so hang around for me. Hang around for a minute, all right? Hold on.
Yeah.
I got to ask him a couple questions. This is crazy. I mean, he could lose his business. Smarty Griffin, man. So I'm being told that we will break a new record today in terms of the number of reported cases and a big leap in hospitalizations. Balance that with Glenn Howley and other restaurateurs who say, hey, man, let us serve a couple of drinks so we can stay open. And he owns Napa Prime and Off the Hook. Glenn, if they keep this in effect for a month or two, do you survive, sir?
Yes, because I know who I'm protected by. But that being said, I don't know. It's going to be tough. We've got to throw all the We got to throw out all the perishables again. I mean, and I got to pay for all those perishables, by the way, that just came in, you know? And I don't think I'm going to get another, I don't think Allegheny County, no offense, has their own PPP loan, you know?
Right.
I mean, that's just a bad deal. I want to be clear, though.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want those numbers to go up. There's no, I can't imagine anybody that does. I don't want those 16 kids to get even remotely more sick from this or get anybody else sick from this. But I had the fear, quote unquote fear, that if I didn't do my business right, they were going to come take my liquor license, or they're going to come and the health department, whomever, was going to come and shut me down. That was my fear.
Right.
I mean, I'm not saying that I operate in fear.
No.
That was my understanding of it. So I chose to do it right. By doing it right, I'm still shut down.
No, this is exactly the best point I'm going to hear today. My man lines it up, spends all this money, takes all this crap at the front of the restaurant, and still gets spanked. It's just not right, man. It just doesn't make sense. Shut everyone down. That's a screw off. Let the good guys rule.
Right.
Let Glenn benefit. I mean, it's pragmatic, man.
Yeah, and I mean, look, we aren't a light switch. You can't turn us on and turn us off.
Right.
I mean, what happens if one of these kids does go back to their real job? Are they going to close that industry down too because it spread? I mean, I understand.
I get it.
I can clearly understand the focus in this alcohol bar world.
I get it. Yep,
but
yep.
We needed to, or still need to, shut the violators down wall to wall, shoulder to shoulder.
I agree.
It's clear to me.
Do it today.
I mean, I was excited to have the Allegheny County Health Department walk in at Off the Hook. He walked in, he looks around, he says, "You guys all got masks on." I went, "Well, okay." I thought that was an odd question. He turns into the bar and he sees the dividers and he goes, "Hey, that's a good idea." Then he starts checking our temps. We had one glass washer under temp, and everything else was at temp. Why? Because we know the rules.
Yeah.
It's mind-boggling. That's all.
Glenn, I hate to meet you on this.
I'm excited for Thursday.
Yeah.
I'm excited for Thursday. Look, Rich has got. I don't want his job by any stretch, and I don't mean it that way. But
no, I get it.
I can't imagine that. But I think. If he wants our help, then let's get together and let's make the help that it works.
No, I get it.
And anybody that wants to follow the rules, let them follow the rules.
I agree.
And shut the other guys down.
I'm with you. Hey, Glenn, I'll talk to you Thursday. Thanks, my man.
Outstanding. Thank you.
Man, good guy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.